On Thursday edition of Palmetto Mornings, you heard from Rock Hill School District Superintendent Dr. Tommy Smalsey, who earlier this week announced his retirement from the school district as superintendent effective today, Friday, January the 31st. This morning, we have joining us here on Palmetto Mornings, Helena Miller. Sorry. Hello, Helena.
Good morning. Nice to meet you.
I was about to call you another last name. We were just talking about last names, so that's why I stumbled. But Helena Miller is the board chair for the Rock Hill School District to still continue to educate us about some of the actions that have been taking place this week. And good morning to you, Helena.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Same question we asked Dr. Smalsey. How did we get to the point in a week where the superintendent announced he wants to retire and it happened so fast that today is his last day? Typically, that's usually stretched out over several weeks to several months.
I think that depends completely on the situation. And just like Dr. Smalsey shared yesterday, he had shared those wishes with me. And then, you know, it's my role to bring that on the agenda for the board to discuss in executive session and let him share his wishes. And through conversations, the board majority felt that this was the best path going forward. And we look forward to Dr. Smalsey enjoying his retirement. As he shared yesterday, he has some plans for the future. And we're very fortunate that we have Dr. Jones in our district, who is an absolute amazing leader who will keep our district running in the future.
If you look in the last couple of years, I guess in the last 10 years, the Rock Hill School District now has looked at two superintendents, Dr. Bill Cook and now Dr. Tommy Smalsey. Some folks might just say, could there be some instability there in that position? How do you address that where folks see maybe some turnover in a position that in other school districts, the superintendent's there for a longer period of time and they've seen us go through essentially two in a matter of a couple of years? What's the takeaway of that for families?
I think you need to look at the national track record of how long superintendents normally stay with school districts. Times have changed over the past 2 to 3 decades, and the average tenure of superintendents is actually pretty typical of what we now have seen recently here in Rock Hill. I think sometimes when you are in an area where you have a district that may be a little bit an anomaly in that case, you know, just regionally shifts that thinking. But I would not label us a high turnover district as far as superintendents at all. And if you look at the national data, it kind of shows that.
So the message to families, even though we will be having an interim superintendent, that business is still being conducted as normal within the Rock Hill School District. No worry for families.
Absolutely. And as I shared on behalf of the board in the board meeting, the superintendent sets the leadership for the district. But the most important part is what happens every single day in the classroom. And that continues today, this morning, and it will continue on Monday. We know that Dr. Jones has been with our district for quite a long time, and he is a very capable leader. And we will together in February, the board will come together and start talking about what the search for the next superintendent process is going to look like. And I think it's also important to remember that Rock Hill schools have a lot of good things going for them. We have a fantastic community that cares very deeply about education. And I think we are in a good place as we start looking for our next leader.
When you do look for your next leader, will you do a national search? What will that search process look like? And then what kind of attributes will that person need to have, do you think, to be successful as superintendent in the Rock Hill School District?
Mm-hmm. So first part of that question, what is that going to look like and how are we going to do it? Well, that's up for the board to collectively decide in starting those conversations at the next board meeting. So it is the board's job to hire the superintendent collectively. There's 7 of us. So historically in Rock Hill, we have gone through over the past 20, 30 years, we've used national searches. We've used the South Carolina School Boards Association. We have done internal hires. The board has conducted their own search. So there is a myriad of different ways we can do this, and that's for the board to start talking about. As far as qualities for that I personally would like to see, and in my opinion, I think we need a strong leader who understands the complexities of the Rock Hill community, that is committed to the Rock Hill community, that values transparency and is a steadfast leader. And I think we're going to be successful.
We're speaking with Helena Miller. She's the board chair for the Rock Hill School District. Helena, when we still continue to look at the road ahead, John Jones is our interim. Dr. John Jones is our interim superintendent. And as you mentioned, business will be conducted as normal. So people really shouldn't see much change in their day-to-day class, their kids' classroom, so to speak.
Not at all.
And then when the decision happens so quickly like this, you know, the rumor mill starts, and you've got not only the verbal rumor mill, but you've got everyone's favorite social media rumor mill. What do you say to folks that are maybe hearing whispers here and there about how all this kind of came about? This is an opportunity, if you can, just to maybe squash some rumors, or what the stance is, I guess, from the board.
I think, you know, social media in general, it doesn't matter if we're talking about this topic or any topic. It is something. I think it has changed how humanity is in general. And I think that you need to take anything that you read on social media with a bucket of salt, is the nice way of putting that. I think when we look at this whole process and you know, I probably don't even know half of the rumors that are out there. You look at facts. You know, yes, there. I know that there are some concerns about finances, and I think what we need to do there is just go back and look and see that, you know, Dr. Schmalzi had presented a balanced budget with a one-time use of funds from the fund balance that the board approved unanimously back in June. It included a big focus on classroom support, specifically a pay raise to our teachers in the district. Following that, in September, the board voted unanimously for a hiring freeze and directed the superintendent to do a organizational chart that met the budgetary responsibilities for the incoming year 25-26, right? And that was presented by Dr. Schmalzi and his team in December, and the board approved that. So, you know, as we go through the spring, we will see Dr. Jones and his leadership implement and continue that reduction in force organizational chart and start the budget conversations for the incoming year.
And that was that kind of leads to the next question. So, of course, board member James Burns did present that a independent analysis, or, you know, budget analysis be done. Is that something that's done every year? I mean, is this just something that the two weren't necessarily connected? It's just to show transparency.
Correct.
What is your answer to that?
Correct. Mm-hmm. So you heard Mr. Burns' presentation in the board meeting, and the board approved that 7-0. The purpose of this is transparency, but it's also to offer guidance. We know now that in education funding over the past certainly 5 years, but probably the past decade, there's a lot of changes. Our district have over 100 different revenue streams coming in, and having that independent analysis to take a look at how we can serve kids best with the dollars that we have available to us. I think that's smart, and we owe it to the community to show that we, as a board and as a district, are taking a serious look at where our money is going and making sure that we have that focus on the kids in the classroom.
So a couple of ways that families can become armed with knowledge. One, you can watch the school board meetings. They're streamed live when they happen. And I know we've heard from not only school board members, but city council and county council members. People don't really show up until there seems to be something on the agenda that sparks their interest. And then they're all hot and bothered, which is still good. They're passionate. But if they've watched or listened beforehand, they would see the breadcrumbs that led to the decision. So you've got that. But also reach out to your individual board members. I mean, we know Helena both professionally and personally, and I know you personally have educated the folks in your district. It seems like when there's been big issues that have come up, you've educated. Here's the fact. So again, you might hear it from social media, but follow up with your individual board member and say, hey, I'm hearing this. What more can you tell me? Is there truth to this? Or is this just, you know, the game of telephone that kind of got out of hand? So those are a couple ways that families can continue to arm themselves with knowledge.
Absolutely. And I think in addition to that, you know, all of the contact information is published on the Rock Hill School's website. Mm-hmm. When you serve in a public capacity like this, that's our job as board members to listen to our constituents. But furthermore, you know, listen to the board meetings, come to the board meetings.
Read the board brief that comes out the next day to all parents.
Yes, and that was something that was implemented about a year and a half ago to kind of give the facts of what transpired with Lynx the day after so that every stakeholder in the school district have access to that. And it also has clickable links for how to contact your school board members.
Sure.
You know, so sure.
Okay, perfect. And we're running out of time, but the Rock Hill School District celebrated their winter commencement overnight. So go and check it out online and you can congratulate all these high school graduates who welcome to the real world.
That's right. Congrats.
Helena Miller, again, we certainly appreciate your time, board chair again for the Rock Hill School District.